Welcome back to 770CHQR and More Than Money. And many Canadians out there, as the population ages, have to be concerned about a couple things. One is they might be providing support to their elderly parents, and this could take a major impact on your finances. So what happens to your retirement? What's going on out there? You know, we've got Kelly Keene joining us, author, personal finance educator, and consumer advocate for FP Canada, which is Financial Planning Canada. Kelly, welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you, Faisal. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's kind of nail this right out, because we want to know, are Canadians really worried about looking at their parents for helping to fund their parents' retirement?
Yeah, that's a loaded question. So FP Canada and Chartwell Retirement Residences, we did a survey recently asking exactly that question. Last month, we actually looked at the other half of the sandwich that a lot of baby boomers are dealing with, which is their adult kids. And it was, you know, yes, there was a lot that are concerned, Faisal, but I think that the survey also revealed that people aren't quite aware of the impact that their parents, you know, aging may have on them. So there's kind of two parts to that. This also was a follow-up that FP Canada did last month for Seniors Month. We did a Seniors and Money report. And in that one, and I'm pretty sure we talked about it on your show, we looked at the amount of debt that seniors are carrying. And it was shocking how many over the age of 60 have mortgages, lines of credit, car loans. So, you know, Alberta's struggling. A lot of people are struggling, the baby boomers and maybe the parents. So it's complex. There's a lot of moving parts. It is affecting the baby boomers with their parents and their kids. It's just to what degree.
I think one of the hardest parts for people who are going through this is that they're not aware of all the tools or help that's out there. So if you are looking after your parents, what tools or funding is available out there to help?
Well, and that's the thing. There's so much money out there in the form of government grants, tax credits, things of that sort, that in our survey revealed two-thirds were not aware of. So that's the big thing. Now, I'm not a tax expert. Faisal, you're even more of an expert than I am on these issues, but it underscores the importance of having a financial plan, sitting down with someone like a certified financial planner. It was shocking in our survey as well that only one in six actually have a financial plan who said that both their children and their parents were causing a financial strain. So it can be very confusing if you're caring for your parents in some way, shape, or form, or they're in a retirement residence. Does that tax credit apply to you if your parents want to stay in their home and you do some renovations to help them out or things of that sort, but they're low income? Are you actually going to get the tax credit or not? You can see where it gets very complex very quickly. And especially if you're in that stressful situation of helping out your parents, gosh, then you really need that pro on your side to help you see what blind spots are there and what money you're leaving on the table.
Kelly, I see this in my practice, and I'm wondering if you see when you travel across the country, do Canadians feel guilty if they don't help their parents out? And I'm speaking more of the financial side more than the emotional and giving of their time from a financial perspective. Do you see that happening as well?
Yeah, absolutely. They feel guilty. And I don't know about you, Faisal, but I find that people just aren't having the conversation at all. And that is fueling the guilt and the stress as well. It's hard to sit down and have a money talk with your parents. It's really tough. And likely the age group that we're talking about, the parents, they are not accustomed to spending money on themselves. They are not accustomed to spending money at all. So for them to now maybe have to determine going into a retirement residence, the issues of isolation and being at home on their own, the pressure of the adult child trying to do their best to visit them. These are all very complex, money or otherwise. And it takes a delicate touch. Again, I think it takes the help of a professional to help have these conversations, to make sure that they're fruitful, to make sure that they're not emotionally charged, right? Like the parent probably wants to leave an inheritance. Maybe there's some strain. There's one sibling that wants to do this, another sibling that doesn't. It's tough.
And there's a generational gap with some of our boomers and their parents. And what I mean by that is the parents of the boomers are in a mindset where they had to keep their money to themselves and not spend as much and maybe not have conversations about money and how what's going on in their personal lives with their children. I can think of many of our clients whose parents didn't even talk to them about that they're going to even receive an inheritance or that there's any kind of money in the family. So they may not know all that information. So when you go through that kind of a situation, how do you as the adult child bring up the conversation with your parent that we need to have this money talk?
Yeah, it's really tough, and you really nailed it. Like, what our generation doesn't understand is that the older generations, actually, when they signed employment contracts, a lot of times they were legally not even allowed to share those details with their spouse. Like, this is not that many generations ago. That's how secretive money was for this generation. So to really grasp that it's not just like, hey, mom and dad, let's go through a net worth statement and see where you sit, that it needs to be very delicately handled. I mean, it might be something as simple as, can I help you with your tax return this year? Or do you have a professional that you talk to? Can I introduce you to someone? Maybe it's getting a supplementary credit card on their account so you can help to do a few groceries or things of that sort. Maybe it's a conversation about educating your parent who's at home about fraud, about scammers that are trying to part with them and their money. And maybe that's a way to open up the conversation that then lends to a number of different roads that you can go down. But I mean, I think you just have to have the mindset of your parent. You have to go in knowing that you don't want to fix this. This is maybe a conversation that needs to have several meetings, several months, and really ease into it.
And so that's a good starting point. Getting in there, having those small conversations to lead to the bigger conversation. Beyond that, what do people need to do if they're worried or even concerned how that's going to impact their parents or impact their own retirement?
Well, I mean, the most important thing is having a financial plan. We're going into summer. I would never even dream of navigating a road trip on my own, right? I get my trusty little GPS. Regardless if I know where I'm going or not, it's going to tell me when I'm going to arrive. It's going to tell me the best route. If I make a wrong turn, it's going to recalculate for me and not make me feel stupid. Again, I think that is your financial plan. That's your financial planner. And when it comes to our health, we would never just have our parents self-diagnose, nor would we do that with ourselves. Yet for whatever reason, money's still that last taboo, that final taboo. And people, I hear it across the country, all over the province, people just trying to figure it out themselves, and it's really tough. There's lots of great websites, though. If you do want to educate yourself, for example, the Government of Canada has so many resources on CPP, OAS, all of these different, you know, the tax credits. Get on Google, spend 5 or 10 minutes a day, you know, maybe take your parent to a retirement residence for a visit, have them have tea or lunch and see what it's like, give them some options, for staying at home, but really help them do the research and get a financial plan, reach out to a pro that's going to help you crunch the numbers. Because also, Faisal, as you know, if you're crunching the numbers on your own and you're looking at maybe a retirement residence, let's say, and it's so many thousands of dollars a month, how does that change if all of a sudden your parent develops dementia or Alzheimer's? Those projections change rapidly, and you really need the help to make sure that online calculators are great, but they sometimes can be dangerous because they don't give you the whole picture.
That's great. Great advice, great information. Kelly, thank you for joining us today, and happy Canada Day.
You as well. Thanks, Faisal.
We've been joined by Kelly Keene, author, personal finance educator, and consumer advocate for FP Canada. These are some of the concerns or roadblocks that may come along through your retirement, and these are some of the issues that need to be addressed. And like Kelly said, you just can't do it online with a financial calculator that just crunches some numbers for your situation. We have to look at all situations. That's why we brought up the concept of four buckets. And on the four bucket conversation of how to profit, protect, and more importantly, enjoy your retirement, we're going to discuss that on Tuesday, July 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel in West Calgary. You need to reserve your seats. So give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com. Want to wish all of you a happy Canada Day coming up, and go Stamps, go. You're listening to 770 CHQR and More Than Money.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.